Welcome to Joygasmic Shorts, a power-packed experience to give you the best out of our interviews. If you're back for more, remember to subscribe and give us a five-star rating. It helps us reach more people and create our shared dream of an enlightened planet. Thank you so much. Enjoy the short.
So if a mom who's a mom to a special needs kid is listening to this, she's like, okay, there's obviously gems in here for her, but like, what are some really specific, concrete, like, first steps, actions? Let's talk about food and pantry. Let's talk about like kitchen and all of that things. What are some things that they like 100% need to have not in the kitchen? What are some things that need to get added in?
My first thing is organic food. It has to be organic food because the glyphosate and all of those extras have to go out. And the other thing I get my patients to do is to work out what is a safe food. What are the foods you know is the go-to food that they never reject, that fills them up? And that's where you go organic first. Because you know what? If they eat nothing but organic potatoes and organic rice and organic quinoa pasta, because a lot of these kids like white food, right? They're at least getting the organic version of that. So spend your dollars there. So switch all of that out. The next thing is all the personal products. So get rid of the baby powder and the baby oils and the, you know, the lotions and all that stuff full of the propylene glycols and the sodium lauryl sulfates and the ethers and all of that rubbish, because the skin is our most absorbing organ. And if we're just putting that in, it's like just pouring, you know, toxins in every single day with repetition of that. The next thing is the fluoride in the water, which is a neurotoxin. Okay, it is a neurotoxin. So we have to have a water filter, and there's lots on the market. And I don't get affiliated with one or the other, because it comes down to every family being able to make the economic choice that they can. But whatever you can do, do it, you know? The next thing is detox. We have to do active detox. We've got to be detoxing, particularly if they have had immunization. We've got to be detoxing with homeopathy to get rid of those heavy metals, right? And you can do hair analysis and lots of expensive testing, or you can just go to a well-qualified, well-experienced practitioner who's going to say, no, save your $600 on testing, because these symptoms are there. And when we take the detox, they will not be there, right? That's the next piece. The next one is get your kids moving with vestibular movement. So the playgrounds are so important.
What does that mean?
The vestibular is the left and the right brain, and it's knowing where my body is. So the way I like to explain this to my kids, and my parents in my practice, is Johnny is in trouble in school all the time because when he sits on the mat, he sits on Lucy. He doesn't sit on his little tile on the mat. He sits on Lucy. Now, that's a proprioception vestibular issue that is very common with spectrum kids. Why? Because they do not have the neurological pieces that are required to understand where Lucy ends and where he begins. Yeah. In the same way, kids are very, very clumsy. They're covered in bruises all the time. They run into doorknobs. They struggle with gross motor because they can't work out where the ball is and where their foot is, so it can't connect. So all of those things are symptoms of this proprioception and vestibular issue. A big part of this is integrated reflexes, and the chiropractors and the homeopaths are the ones who are leading the crusade with the therapies to be able to integrate these reflexes. So treatment in those ways is money well spent, but so is playgrounds. So kids need to be on those hurdy-gurdies, you know, those spinny ones that make us feel sick, right? They need to be on swings. And you will find that these kids love the repetition of swings. They love the hurdy-gurdies because it actually integrates those reflexes. So those exercises can be done with an OT, can be taught by a qualified practitioner, like a lot of chiros and homeopaths have those qualifications to teach you specific exercises at home. But if you can't get into that, or this time in emotional headspace, because trust me, I was there too, just take your kid to the playground every single day and push them on the swing for an hour and have them go. You will be so amazed that, you know, 3 weeks of the playground every day and you will start seeing changes, because these are the building blocks to those retained reflexes.
Wow, that's a great list.
the last thing I want to put on there is meat, right? Because a lot of these kids don't like meat, but a lot of them do. And so sometimes that can be a safe food. That meat has to be hormone free. And it has to be organic, and it has to be grass-fed, grass-finished if it's red meat. And if it's poultry, it has to be organic. If you're not doing that, you're injecting more chemicals that have to be processed by the body that is already overloaded with toxins, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids have the MTHFR gene, which is an issue with methylation and processing of nutrients. Yep. So again, any toxins that go into that child are like having 10 times the load in a child that doesn't have that MTHFR gene. And so these matter. So the money that you spend on cheese slices, even if it's a dollar a slice because it's organic and it's clean, you better to give your kids 4 slices a week of clean than have to deal with the chemicals and the toxins that will happen and the stacking of that long term by just giving them plastic rubbish cheese. And it's the same with me. So it really comes down to organics is like my number one thing, because it activates detox pathways or it inhibits it.
Yeah. And those organics have the capacity to heal the body because they're food, because they're nutrients, because our bodies are designed to utilize food to create what we need in our bodies. I remember I read just a couple of days ago that the average human puts 15 pounds of pesticides into their body every year. That's like my whole, you know, head, torso, arm thing, like, of pesticides, worth of pesticides, just like into our bodies. And that's what happens when you eat conventional food versus organic food. And you're just like, oh, it's okay. But it's like so much. And when we can, when we're actually getting proper nutrition, not necessarily stuffing in the same way as you do when you're not getting that proper nutrition, because your body's like, oh, I'm nourished. Oh, I feel good. Oh, I'm getting the things that I need, you know?
Yeah. And it kind of feels like I'm banging the drum, right? I talk about this so much because it matters. And so I say to families, if you can't afford all the additional cares, strip back the care and redistribute that into organic food for 6 months. Yeah. And you will see amazing changes. Even if you forego the speech and the OT for a few months and redistribute those resources into organic food, in the long game, you'll actually get further, because you're pouring water into a bucket with a massive hole in it if you're still putting these pesticides into their body. Exactly what you just said.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation, and so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side. Present moment.